At that point, Peter was not known. What was on the horizon was very different. I could not be in New Zealand for a year. I just had a responsibility here. My daughter had gone through surgery. And at that time, he was looking for something that I just was afraid I was going to be too dotty. And I turned it down. And of course, it goes on to its own historic levels. But those things happen, I think, you know, for a reason. And I don't regret it. I just see it as an interesting footnote. Howard and I write very, very, very differently. I would have treated things probably quite differently than Howard did. But who's to say whether anybody would have noticed? It's such a successful soundtrack. You know, does it matter aesthetically? What I think, what matters is that how well it does and how much it solves the problem of the film, and does it help the film ultimately, which it's brilliant, it does. And that's the most important thing about filmmaking. Whether I write it or somebody else does it really do for an audience what it has to do? And that's the most important thing about composing for film for me. And a lot of composers don't have that gift, and some do.